This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider this: the next time you tweet about a stock tip, the FBI's New York division might well be watching. There was an article that we saw on Reuters today about the FBI using social networking to break securities fraud cases. So we called April Brooks. She is the special agent in charge of the criminal division at the FBI's New York offices. Agent Brooks, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So how does this work? I mean, it can't possibly be a bunch of y'all sitting around on your iPhones all day checking Twitter, right?
Correct. All right. Correct.
So seriously, how does it work?
How does it work? I mean, we have several agents. Obviously, securities fraud and insider trading, financial crimes are some of our most significant threats here in New York. One of the things that we do, we use all available techniques, whether that's using your traditional wires or cooperating witnesses or even monitoring entities like Twitter and Facebook.
So what might a red flag be? Because nobody's going to go out there on Twitter and say, I just, you know, told somebody something about something and they're going to buy this stock.
Right. Absolutely. And red flags are, you know, there's not any one particular issue or incident that's a red flag. I mean, you know, we're a human organization. We talk to people on the street. Whether it's a person on Wall Street, whether it's someone from a business, 99% of our information comes from the public or human sources.
Do you know when you see a certain pattern or a certain stream of things coming across Twitter or Facebook? Do you know that it's something you ought to follow? I mean, how do you know?
You know what? If what I'd like to do is toss that over to Dave, who's one of my supervisors,
sure.
And let him talk about a little bit of more of the granular information. Dave, you want to address that question?
All right. Dave, come on, man.
Hi. Hi, sure. It's David Shouse, supervisory special agent with the FBI here.
Excellent.
In New York.
So how do you know, Dave? Are you going to be able to find something like Roger Ottenham, the big insider trading case from a number of months ago, or is it going to be more broad than that?
You know, I think the Raj case really is just one of many possibilities. Do we find the next Raj case in Twitter? I can't say for sure, but that possibility exists. Varied methods of communication are being used, whether it's with gaming systems, with drop phones, through coded cryptic messages in these social networks. The possibility always exists, and it's our job to be very proactive in trying to identify those risks.
So if I'm using the chat function on Words with Friends, you guys watching that too?
I won't get into specifics about what we are and aren't, but certainly we would have to predicate and have a reason to be looking at any particular communication.
All right, super. Thank you both very much.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.